Annyeong, fellow army. Welcome to We Got No Jams.
It's your two favorite unis here, and we are shamelessly obsessing about BTS.
That's right. I'm your host, Uni Sarah.
And I'm your host, Uni Jude. And this Sunday. We're bringing monster truck energy to this opening.
I think it's because of all the muscles we've been watching to get prepared.
All the macho stuff that Jungkook has been giving us. We're just feeling the masculine energy.
Oh, yeah. We're ready to go. You guys, the time has arrived. It is golden time.
Ooh, we're ready. Okay, well, let's get this started off. First off, how has your week been?
My week has been good, uneventful. Oh, I did start a new 30-day yoga challenge. So, actually,
You're right, that is uneventful.
So, hey. When I'm able to, like, do the splits, girl, you're gonna, like, eat your words.
That's true. I will be really jealous if you can start doing the splits all of a sudden.
Actually, I can't. Like, I cannot. Barbie. Yeah, I can't do the splits. Honestly, this month is just the forward fold. That is my goal. If I can touch my nose to my legs, that is 100% my goal for this 30 days. Yep, exactly. But that's it. Just working, hanging out. I've been. I getcha. In, like, the first week of January slump, you know what I mean? Just, like, low energy. And just, like, cruising. I'm just cruising. I did put out some Valentine's Day towels in my kitchen.
Cute.
Because I'm just sort of, I feel bad because January probably needs its due. And, like, people have birthdays in January and all this stuff. And that's got to be really hard. But I'm just not here for January. I am not here for it. I need.
That's not your favorite. It's not your month.
It's not my month. Nope. So this is Sarah in her least favorite month energy. But once we start talking about golden, I'll be fine. But in the intro, this is her. This is her right now. Enjoy this, like, chill yoga energy. That's what I'm bringing.
That's what she's bringing to the party today.
Yeah. How about you? How's your week been?
You know, just chilling. School starts, so I'm just doing, like, the least amount of stuff as possible. So I just kind of, like, stay in the house and I don't go anywhere. And that I'm loving that for me. I love that so much for me.
So, I also love that for you.
Having a great time. I'm having so much fun.
So also bringing first week of January energy.
Yes, exactly. I'm very tired. I'm the mom, so I make, like, Christmas happen and the holidays happen. I bring the magic, you know? So all month, like, basically from Thanksgiving all the way up until Christmas time, I'm just stressed out with, like, making sure I have the right gift, making sure I'm not forgetting anybody, making sure things will get here in time, making sure I don't have to run to the store and I have enough of this food and that food and these drinks and those drinks and who's coming over and who haven't I called yet. And it's just, like, a lot.
This is stressing me out just hearing you list out the holiday stress. Let it.
Yeah.
Okay. This is it. Hey, I'm, like, bringing you into my yoga practice here. So deep breaths.
For your namaste.
Yes, we're namasteing here. Just deep breaths.
I must ask you to not make me do too many bendy things because.
Yeah, no problem. You're way bendier than I am. You would be fine.
That's true. I do actually like yoga. It's like one of the one workout things that I
actually
do. It's
just so nice. Yes, yes.
It is nice. Yeah.
Next time we're in town. Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
And help it, like, you focus on your breath. It's just good stretching.
Yeah, it's so one of the things. It's so calming.
Yes. I read a subreddit once that was like, I'm about to be in my 40s. Have I mentioned this? I'm about to be in my 40s. Uh-huh. What is something that you guys recommend I start now to have a better quality of life later? Mm-hmm. Almost, I mean, there was a lot of comments on, like, finances and whatever, but the overwhelming response was mobility-based working out.
Yep.
Yoga, Pilates, mobility-focused. You know, strengthening of joints and stuff.
People in China and stuff do, like, Tai Chi until they're, like, 90.
Yeah. Yep.
It's just like standing up and moving really slowly and like holding your muscles in an upper, like just holding it in the same position for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm here for it.
Exactly. Yep, mm-hmm. exactly. And even those aerobics ladies that do like the pool aerobics and stuff, they're always like elderly gals, but they are just like in shape. Jane Fonda out of the pool looking all like, hello, girls. You know?
Hey, girl, with their like, with their
hello, girls. Don't tan too long. That's what I did. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I love it. I love it.
So, I love this for you. Yoga.
Well, thank you.
But.
Yeah.
It is time.
It is time. Speaking of the body.
The body, yada, yada.
Body, yada, yada.
Body, to body, to body, to body.
Body, to body, to body.
It's been, we have been waiting so long to bring this to you. I'm so excited. To talk about golden.
Yes. So
we got the golden album. We got the golden album from Jungkook.
Yes. Very. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we want to start off like we always do in regards to solo work coverage, and that is going through track by track. So that's what we're going to start with today.
Tracks on tracks.
We'll see how long that takes us, and then we might also cover music videos. If we...
Yes, we're going
to hope
so. And
I imagine we will go too long on the tracks. Stand by for music video coverage. So
you're
on a journey with us together to also determine what happens in this episode. So here we go. Let's get into it. So first of all, let's just do a quick lightning round. What comes on this album? Each track, just the title of the track. Mm-hmm. That way you guys kind of know. I mean, you probably already know, but this is what we're going to cover. So, song one, 3D, featuring Jack Harlow. Song two, Closer to You, featuring Major Lazer. Track three, 7, The Explicit Version, featuring Latto. 4, Standing Next to You. 5, Yes or No. 6, Please Don't Change, featuring DJ Snake. 7, Hate You. 8, Somebody. 9, Too Sad to Dance. 10, Shot Glass of Tears. 11, 7, Clean Version. So that's what we're working with.
Yes.
Oh, I got out of breath. I did not breathe through that whole thing.
You were like an auctioneer going through those.
I did not breathe. Oh gosh, I gotta catch my breath. Okay. So yeah, that's what we're working with. And I will just mention kind of off the bat, and I really enjoyed this from Jungkook. The way he organized this album is the first half are all love songs, and the second half are all breakup songs. So I very much enjoy this. So tracks 7 through 10 are all sort of breakup songs, and everything up, you know, before it is a love song. And I loved it. A love song.
Or about love.
About love.
In a sense, not innocence.
Oh, I was going to say, girl, this is not innocent in this.
I meant to say in a sense, not innocence.
Nope.
Oh,
there,
man.
Y'all, in this episode, check your innocence at the door.
Out the door. Okay, so I actually saw, it was a TikTok that perfectly encapsulated this. It's like these library interviews, and this person was interviewing these two Christmas elves, and they were like, what do BTS want for Christmas? And the elves were being elves, and they were kind of like answering that they got coal for Christmas this year. And they were like, you gave BTS coal? And he was like, yeah, well, Jungkook made a song about intercourse every single day of the week, so we had to put him on the naughty list. And I was like, that's right. You did have to put him on the naughty list. He was super naughty on this beginning part of this album.
Yeah.
Yowza.
Yep. And there was a lyric, too, later on. I know. Same. Well, when 7 came out, none of us were expecting it. And then it just sort of continued. But there was also a Christmas lyric that is so funny you mentioned that. I think it's maybe Too Sad to Dance or Shot Glass of Tears. There's one of them. We'll get to it. Then he mentions Christmas as well. So when we were going through, like, our holidays, our episodes and all that stuff, that song was in my head, not because it has anything to do with Christmas, but because of this one lyric.
Just it one time. Yeah. Yes, I get that.
Yeah,
I totally get that. Oh,
so
that happens
funny.
In my brain so often. But yes.
Yeah. So let's start with
so good.
Song number one. A little polarizing, okay. I will say, in regards to Jack Harlow's, like, straight off the bat, little polarizing Jack Harlow's contribution to this song. Everyone else loves Jungkook stuff. I cannot get out of seeing content around Jungkook asking for consent. Oh my gosh.
I know. Everyone's just it's dying amazing. Over that. And then the other implications so for the other parts of the song. There are other lyrics that have heavily sexy implications.
Very sexy. Yes, that is what the song is, for sure. Absolutely. So this is 3D, obviously. Yes. So 3D, featuring Jack Harlow. So this one, just to start, the style of this song, when it first came out, the very first time I listened through it, I was like, man, this sounds like Senorita. By Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Senorita, Senorita,
I feel for you.
Right?
I also
so it sounded
had the same.
Very similar.
That and also that beginning part gave me that Blurred Lines feeling, how it just comes in with the bass that boom, boom, boom. I could touch you through the phone. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like, dun, 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 everybody get up. You know, like that I really saw that comparison as well, even though I know Robin Thicke, all that controversy and stuff, but I mean, he's come back with Masked Singer, we can forgive him a little bit, but I also thought it was funny that it kind of reminded me of that song a little bit. And the big controversy of that song was that the lyrics didn't seem to glorify consent. It didn't give it that whole Blurred Line song, they didn't mention consent not one time.
Well, in fact, the problem was that they were implying they don't need consent.
exactly.
So it was refreshing.
I also thought that was
very
funny.
Refreshing update on some lyrics here.
The change. Yes, the change. Like
yeah. Yeah. So if you're ready
and if you let me.
Yeah.
I want to see it in motion in 3D. Oh my gosh, so good. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. It is my favorite. The dance, I can't get enough of it. I wake up with this song in my head often, and I'm just like walking through the hallway like, you know I like it, girl.
The hip movement, the I know.
3D, you know I like it, girl.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I think the other thing we've mentioned before, too, was the introduction of us knowing Jungkook knows what champagne confetti is.
I know. And this is also where I drew that comparison to
funny.
Jackson Wang, Champagne Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Champagne Confetti.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
and it's pretty hard to make any sort of heated
I'm looking at these.
Because they,
these lyrics again. Because
he says, rain, you can't fake it.
You can't fake it. I know. I'm literally looking at those words right now. Oh my goodness. Why are you talking
to me
like this?
I remember the first time I heard this song and he was like, champagne confetti. And I was like,
ooh, you got me drinking that potion? Excuse me.
And then in the music video, which I know we'll talk about that later, but there's a part where he's dancing under a fire hydrant. Like, come on now. Like, this is like that 90s level of double entendre, you know?
Yes. Like, 90s level, early aughts. I think Senorita came out in like early 2000s. But yeah, just all this. We know what you're talking about, but they're being real clever about it.
Yes. This even has that, like, remember that song, Too Close? Oh, who sings that song?
Yes! Too
Step
Close for
back,
you.
You're dancing kind of close. I feel
a little poke coming through.
I was like 9 years old singing that song. That is
I know. That's every millennial's middle. Yeah. Like middle school dance. Like us not even knowing anything and just like singing this song. Oh my gosh.
I remember dancing to this song at a dance, doing like that Marsha Brady thumb dance from the Brady Bunch movie.
Oh, it's so good. But yes, I definitely feel you on this. Yeah. Same energy.
Yeah, it was my next. Oh, that was going to drive. I'm sorry if listeners were over there. Just
there you go. There you go.
It's my next. Yep, that was like
same energy.
But it has that same feeling because like none of the words are like bleeped out. They don't need to be because they're just regular words. Mm-hmm. But if you know what they mean in the context, then you get what the song is about. But if you don't, you're just singing words. You're like, yeah, mm-hmm. I like confetti, man. That's fun. You know, I like that me too. And I like when that gets sprayed all over me too. Like old 2000s rap videos.
Yep. Oh, wait. Well, 2023 verbiage? What? Excuse me? For real. What did you say to me? Good.
Also, the Jack Harlow stuff. I was literally just talking to Uni Jr. about this in the car. I was like, it's insane. It's so crazy that his verses got put on this song. Mm-hmm. Because they talk about things he talks about things culturally for South Koreans that are like a huge no-no, like pornography and drug usage. Like those are really, really big things that you're not supposed to do and are socially unacceptable. So like, you know, we've seen the video V on the live when he's listening to the song, he shuts it off right before Jack Harlow's verse comes on.
Yeah, he's like, this is not, not like, appropriate.
I don't like this one.
No. Yeah. Which I think, so when I first listened to it, I wasn't really familiar with Jack Harlow. I had seen him on interviews. I hadn't listened to any of his music. So I saw him on Lil interviews.
Lil Nas X. He was with Lil Nas X on
that. Oh, no, you're song. Right. That's right. Oh, we talked about that at a Grammys. Mm-hmm. I forgot that was him until you just said that. Yeah. So, yes. Okay, take it back. I know that one song. Now I know this last song that he came out with.
Yes.
He's since come out with a song after this that I actually really like a lot. It's all over the place. But I didn't mind this verse. And, I mean, Jungkook obviously heard it and approved it. So I was like, okay. But I do see
that's
where.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. There's definitely been.
But culturally, you know. Yeah. It's culturally unacceptable for South Korea. So I understand. They probably don't play it there. Maybe they cut those verses out, which if you really look at the composition of the song, his verses don't need to be in there.
No.
You could literally just cut them out and shove the rest of it together and you got the whole song because it's really built like that whole song. But I will say, as far as I really like Jack Harlow, I like that he featured on a big song for Lil Nas X that included a music video with a bunch of guys showering together
on the floor. He seems so chill. When I see him in interviews, he seems like a real chill dude. He's kind of flirty. He, like, flirts with any female interviewer.
And he's got, like, that riz, you know? That pale boy, that pasty boy, curly brown hair kind of riz. Yeah. Like, if he
gives me a little bit.
So
I don't know if he'll like this comparison, but he gives me a little bit Lil Dicky, and I'm very here for this.
Okay, I think Jack Harlow would like that comparison. I don't know if Lil Dicky would like that comparison, but I would think that in that sense of being
like a Southern version instead of a Jewish version.
Yeah, I think that they would like each other. I think that they would get along with each other, honestly. Yeah. Like, they don't seem, you know, like, and I really like that South Korea is also opening up to this kind of thing, though. Like, Post Malone just performed over in South Korea. And he's got a lot of subject matter that falls right into that category, you know.
That's true.
But they really accepted him. And the video footage of him over there saying, "Kamsahamnida," it was so cute. He was saying it like that. It was so adorable. He was like, "Kamsahamnida."
Well, his wife is Korean, his partner is Korean.
Baby mama.
I don't think they're married yet, but yeah, baby mama. Mm-hmm.
I think they are getting married. I don't know. My neighbors are big Posty fans, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like to call Post Malone fans Post-its. I don't know if they like that.
So cute. I'm here for that.
I like
I'll ask my sister.
I should make Post Malone Post-its and sell them on Etsy.
TM. Nobody take our idea.
Take it. R with a circle.
Yeah. The one thing I will say that I also really liked about his verse is that he mentioned Jungkook. Like, he said Jungkook, he said Korea. Like, he did tailor this to this song. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't seem like he just made up this, you know, rap and just chucked it in here. It did seem kind of tailored to being featured on a song with Jungkook. The only other thing I was actually going to ask you, because I didn't even know this, but ABG, is Asian baby girl. I did see people like getting upset about that because it's like it says all my ABGs get cute for me. So I'm not gonna comment on this. If you don't want to either, you don't have to, but I'm not that.
I can.
So I didn't have an issue with it, but I'm not. Yeah.
I can, but I will say I'm a millennial Asian American, and I've been called so much worse, honestly. I've been called worse. Yeah. My mom's been called worse, accused of being worse. So if he wants to call me ABG and consider that Asian baby girl, I am fine with that. I have been called way worse and implicated way worse things. So that is fine by me. I don't mind that.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I didn't even know what it was until I saw... Not a ton, but I saw a couple people on social, like, how dare he, you know, use ABG in a, like, an Asian man song. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. So I looked it up and I was like, oh, well, I don't know if this is offensive or not, to be honest. Like, I didn't think it might be really a newly was,
offensive term. It kind of feels like things like that shift as culture and stuff and society changes. But to me, it's not offensive to me. But that's just because I grew up in a different time where people said a lot worse things to Asian Americans and things like that. So, but that wouldn't bother me. But then again, I also haven't really heard the term, so I don't know what the implications are behind it. I can guess, but also I come from a time where people would just say what maybe that term might be implying, just straight up.
Maybe a nicer way, which all of it is unfortunate. Not good.
Like, you know what? He's a rapper, and part of American and Western rap culture is to kind of say some shocking things. You know? So yeah. I really thought his verses were really clever. I like that he's like, you know, brought Jungkook. That's my favorite. As soon as it comes in, I can jump into that, you know, I'm a Jungkook.
Yeah.
Take a kick off one look. And when they get took, they don't ever get untook. I love it so much.
I know.
And then I also loved
the one, oh no, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You go ahead.
I liked, and I know that this is probably, I don't know, but I love this. I had one girl, two boring, two girls. Boring. That was two cool girls, for me. Three girls. Boring.
Three girls.
Dude's horny. Now you
horny.
I love Hayes.
It's so good. His stuff is so good. But also on his outro, there on the bridge right or the chorus right before the outro, how it's like 3D. If you listen to it, you can hear him in the background right before they say 3D. He goes, "Spy Kids."
Yes. I know. It's so funny.
One of my favorite parts of the song. And then also, he does a little nod to Vanderpump Rules Scandal, because that outro, when he's like, "I got you playing with yourself on camera."
Yes.
That was how the whole Scandal started. So I was like, "Ooh." And then he gets me with a clever dad joke. This is how he got me. "You're my bae, just like Tampa." Stop. I love that so much. I love that so much.
That is very cute. Yeah, a double entendre. Very good.
It's so cute. I love that so much. But yeah, I thought Jack Harlow's verses were good. I'm a huge like hip-hop fan, so I wasn't super offended by anything because, you know, most of the hip-hop I listen to is really offensive.
Desensitized at this point.
Totally.
The last thing I'll mention in regards to that lyric, "I had one girl, too boring," I did think it was funny because I saw ARMY repurposing that for when the boys put their announcement out for the ARMY.
Yeah.
"I got one boy, too boring." Because it was all four of them, and it just like built on four of them. Now you
won't. Oh, ARMY's so creative.
I know. I was dying. It was so good. Oh, so good. Yeah. But yeah, I liked 3D. I thought it's super catchy. It harkens back to early aughts, which is like right in my millennial heart, you know, got me right in the feels. Like, it's very good. And then, yeah, to your point, the choreo is awesome. Like that hip shimmy. Iconic.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It's so good. I love it. I was loving seeing the videos of ARMY too, like going down escalator stairs, like all doing that.
And
like
yes.
Coming out of restaurants in the line, all doing that
yes.
little, you know, pants grab, shimmy shake. I was like, so cute. I need ARMY friends.
Same. We're too far apart. Ugh.
I know.
But yeah. But the next song, I was actually pretty shocked. When the first time I heard Closer to You start, I was like, what is this? This is so
I felt like
good.
I felt so like this good. Was in between performances at a drag show. Like, literally at the gay clubs, this would be... Oh, that the beat of the entrance, just like that bass coming in, like, is, that sounds just like the music that they play in between with that low bass, like, it sounds just like that in between drag performances at the gay club.
That's amazing. Yeah, and it was produced by Diplo as well, which kind of, I feel like this tracks. Because Diplo has this vibe for sure. So I was like, okay, that is definitely tracking. But I love this song. It's like a sleeper hit, in my opinion. Because, like, when I'm thinking of the album, I don't typically think of this song first. But it's every time I hear it, I'm like, this song is amazing. His vocals on it are... Oh, we didn't even talk about the fact that this entire album is in English. The whole thing. Yeah. There is not a stitch of Korean in this entire album.
Crazy. I know. I know. It's so good. I love it. This is also, I'm sorry. I know that we keep on making the comparisons to Jackson Wang, but I really do feel like Jungkook saw that Jackson was getting some of his fans, some of BTS fans in Chicago, and was like, okay, I'll do it. I'll do all of this, but way better for you. I'll do it so much sexier. And he is like achieving it. Like, this hit is so like dancey, it's clubby. Like, you could literally play it on repeat over and over again because it doesn't sound like it sounds like one of those endless dance hits.
It does. And I really, the way he sings the verses as well is so beautiful. It's incredibly rhythmic. It's just super flowy and, like, I don't know, there's a ton of rhythm to the way he's singing the verses. It's very, very good.
I agree.
But I like this too. The choruses are very simple. It's just closer to you, closer to you. That's it. There's two choruses. But again, this is sort of like Blue. You know how Blue, V is just saying the word blue over and over? This is Jungkook's version of Blue in regards to a chorus being like three words. Yes.
Yeah.
But it's so well done.
It really well.
Yeah.
And then also, the every so single good. Time it pops up, it'll be like closer to you. And I'm like, which one, because it could be this one, or I got a feeling sometimes that I can get close enough to you.
Oh, yes, that's right. You like backed up from the mic so I couldn't hear you singing for a second. So I was like, what is she singing? And then I heard that
blast the mic out.
Get a girl, get up on that mic.
We need to karaoke soon. I'm like, the microphone and I'm like ready to sing into it.
Yeah, but I really like this one. It's really beautiful. The lyrics are just very visual as well. Take you like my last breath, took me, that's the first step, closer with the silk dress, feeling your warm embrace, devil's always tempting. It's just very descriptive and almost like it's very poetic. Like, I mean, I know that sounds silly with a song. Like, of course, most songs can't, you know, are a form of like poetry, you can say. But I don't know, in particular, the verses here are just very poetic to me. I really like it.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those club hits. You know, just like over and over again.
Closer. This one you're definitely grinding up on somebody. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's telling you what to do.
It is.
Like, oh, you see that person like dancing there next to you? Get closer
to you. Yep. Love it. Yeah, like I said, the very first time I listened through this album, that song took me probably the most, second most by surprise.
Yeah.
So I really enjoyed it.
It's a good one. I like it too.
Then, next up is Seven. But we have talked so much about Seven. I'm just going to reiterate how good this song is.
Yeah.
We have like three episodes. And y'all go through our history. We have like three episodes on Seven.
Yeah. We love Seven.
But this song is so good. It's just yes. every time. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, week. Yeah, just Monday, arms in the air. Yeah, get it, get it. Every hour, every minute, every second. Yes. And also, to me, that clean version does not exist. I am 100% on board with the rest of ARMY. Like, yeah. he might as well not have even put that on this album. Yes. I skip over it every time. Like,
every I'm not here for that. I never listen to the clean version. Not ever. And also,
I don't need that.
Now we know there are only two of the boys that did not curse in their albums, and that was V and Jin. Well, we don't know. Jin's whole album is coming out.
That's true.
This year. But if Jin curses,
that would be
that
wild.
That would be insane. I know. That would be insane. Wild. It's probably, though, you know what? The two that didn't curse in their solo albums, I think that's pretty not surprising.
No, I'm not surprised at all.
Yeah. Nope. Not even. Not at all. But yeah, we get the F word. Ooh, we get Lato with some double entendres. So good. I love this song so much. Very, very good.
Same. Same, same, same. Okay, but moving on. Because again, we've covered it. Oh.
This one dropped, and this one stole my brain.
This was the number one surprise hit to me on this one. The first time I listened, I was like, what? This is a masterpiece. Me too.
It really is.
Masterpiece. This is Standing Next to You.
Yes, Standing Next to You. Dun, that it just comes in fantastic. Ding, yeah, with that bass.
Yeah,
it's so good. Oh man, I was dying the second it came out. I was like, press the button. Ooh, ready to watch. And then that started, and I was like, oh no. Oh, this is gonna be so good.
I love it. There are so many amazing references that they are making in this song. Michael Jackson, the way he even sings the first verse is very, like, channeling, like, Michael Jackson or The Weeknd, that style, like, that vocalization.
Yeah.
Very Michael Jackson. A lot of Michael Jackson moves in the choreo. Usher was definitely giving me Usher vibes in this song. Oh. So when,
so happy.
When they dropped the remix with Justin Timberlake for 3D, could not have thought of, because I was thinking Senorita. And so when I saw that, I was like, chef's kiss. And then I saw Usher featured on this, you know, remixed with this. And it's on Usher's album.
I know.
That is the most amazing thing. Jungkook is on an Usher album. Can you believe that?
I love it so much. And those little detective armies have been, like, looking at the choreo videos of him and Usher and, like, the video, the dance video. And, like, he did the, Usher did the move that he did when he danced with Michael Jackson. That's like he's crowning Jungkook the new king of pop. Like, all this cute stuff. So funny. I was like, oh, armies, you're adorable.
Yeah. Those two pairings and then they also were amazing.
They did the thing that he did the thing we like when they mention a BTS thing, you know, like when J-Hope did it in Crush, you know, and they mention a BTS lyric. And when he says, it's deeper than the pain, when it's deep like DNA.
Yeah, DNA.
Like,
yes.
Yeah, it's just bang, like when Tablo is like, you got to fight when they say behave. We got dynamite in the DNA. I was like, yes, this is my
That's
favorite
right.
thing. I love
That's
when they
right.
do this. It's like when they say their own title.
I know. I love it. I love it. BTS, Apo Bang Po.
Apo Bang Po.
Apo Bang Po.
Oh, so good. But yes, this one was big. This one was theatrical. Like, the music calls for it to be theatrical. And then the choreo. Oh, my goodness. This choreo in this is amazing. But the choreo in this is seriously so amazing. Oh my gosh. Yeah. I've seen so many people doing the dance of this. How do you even learn those
moves? The arm thing. The arm, like, chopping motion. Yeah. I really like as well in the choreo, he starts with a standing mic. That whole section, I'm obsessed with it. It gives me Airplane Part 2. But also just very well done for the first half of this song. It's so cool. And like when the dancers lift the mic up and he just like caresses that microphone.
Steven Tyler style. Good. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, Aerosmith.
Okay.
It's so good. I loved it so much. I love this song a lot. And y'all, Uni Jr. is too cool for BTS now. So
she doesn't. She'll come around. She'll come around.
She like acts like it's lame. I have found out that she like most of
she has to though. She's a teen.
They have to now. They're a teen. Mm-hmm. So she like turn. She's like anytime I have anything BTS to show her, but she likes this song.
Yeah, because it's a banger.
Yes. She said that she actually would not mind doing like a dance to this. And I was like, learn the dance challenge, please. It would be so cool to see her do that.
Yes, I was listening to you, but also reading the lyrics. I got distracted.
Yes, go ahead.
Because the pre-chorus is probably one of my favorite parts of the song. The they can't what is it? Screaming, I testify that we'll survive the test of time. They can't deny our love. They can't divide us. We'll survive. This whole pre-chorus section, I love the way he sings it. It's just so good. Yeah, so, so good.
No, it's so good.
He, like, really gets up there. He's, like, really letting us know that they can't deny our love. And I'm like, yes, you are right. They can't deny my love with you. Thank
it's
you.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I love that part too, that beginning part of the pre-chorus, just while we're on it. But my favorite part of the pre-chorus is when it goes right into it and it's like, you know that all night long we rock to this
screen. Oh, yes. That's right. That's right. Again, just the whole pre-chorus and it's a chunk. So, so good.
Yes. It is just so good. I really love it.
Two things I will say though, I had misheard lyrics a little bit. In the song. So the first one was take off. I definitely thought it was tick, like a bomb going off, like tick, 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 tick. You know what I mean?
Tick, tick. So, oh,
yeah, exactly.
Stereo coming on the radio.
Yeah. I didn't know it was take until I watched the Usher music video with the lyrics on it. Like, I have it set to do the subtitles automatically, so I didn't know it was tick. I definitely thought it was tick. And then the other one, the last one, is in the outro. He says bass and drums, and I definitely was heard make some noise. I heard make some noise. And so for the longest time, I thought, make some noise. Ooh, you know, standing there. And I was like,
that's
yeah.
Okay. And that it was all not. Right. You know what? When you're singing, you have to sing some words weird, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
Like, misheard lyrics happen not only for foreign artists. My sister always thought that in the song Push, which has now been made re-popular by the Barbie movie. But instead of I Want to Take You for Granted, when my little sister was a child, when that song was popular, she thought he said, I want to take you to Granny's.
That's adorable. That is the most adorable.
So whenever I hear it, I always sing it that way. I wanna take you to Granny's.
To Granny's. Yeah, so I will. That's adorable. I will also now never be able to listen to that song the same. Thank you.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, so it happens, so okay? Funny. Misheard lyrics happen to everyone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was my couple for this one. But I love this song. I love the music videos. I love the choreo. Me too. It's amazing. The dance break at the end.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. I can't wait to talk about the episode we get into performances. I know. Because he is crazy. He is a madman.
Yeah.
The way that he performs this song.
Agreed.
So good.
Okay. Next song, though.
Okay.
Yes or No.
Yes or No.
I am obsessed with this song. I love this song.
I love it, too. Gosh. It's so cute. It's so, like... Oh, it's so adorable. It's like K-drama worthy.
I know. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. It's so cute. It's super
cute.
And I did not know Ed Sheeran is the guitar player on this song.
Oh,
so this
really?
Is an Ed Sheeran collaboration.
I can hear it. When you listen to the guitar, you could totally hear it.
Yes. Which they've worked with him before.
He
so
crafts
really cool.
like very distinct melodies.
He does. He does. Yeah. Agreed. He's really very talented. So I'm a big fan of Ed Sheeran, but you know what, Jungkook.
You know what, though? There is a part in the song where he's like, he's like singing it kind of like that. It is literally, as soon as I heard it, I was like, that's Usher. When you feel like nobody, you found somebody.
I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. I know. Yeah. I heard it as well. It's so good.
You, so like, good. Hear that little part, and you just immediately are like, and if a thing in your past, you wanna let it go, up in there, done it. Oh, wrong song, whoops.
Yeah.
But it's so cute. I love this song. It's just, like, a happy little love song. And the chorus is so cute, because it really does describe, like, what happens when you first enter into new love. Like, are you feeling a rush? If so, then I think that I know. It's so cute. Mm-hmm. I love the sweetness of it. And Uni Jr. is asking a boy to Sweethearts dance tonight. She's going to go drop off the poster at his house. And I was listening to the song when I picked her up from school. And I was like, wow, this is your song today.
It is. This is definitely young school love when you're passing notes to each other. Is. Like, will you go out on a date with me? Check yes or no.
Oh, there's gonna be so, and is I tried to make her, because he's also of Korean descent, and so I tried to have her make her sign that had something to do with Oppa in it, but she hated that.
She said no. Cringe, mom, cringe.
I was like, roses are red, L's are like nah, go to the dance with me and be my Oppa.
That is adorable, but I can definitely be her, like, I can picture her rolling her eyes at you so crystal clear in my brain.
Oh, yeah. She was so mad at me for that.
But, yeah. So, this song is definitely those vibes.
It's, like, so sweet and so, like, uplifting, and just, like, when you hear it, you want to go for a stroll, like, in the mall with your boyfriend or, like, girlfriend. I know. And it's just so, I love this song. It's really cute.
Yeah, the verses are also just as sweet. Verse 2, I really enjoy. Everybody in this club so faded. I'm tripping over getting lost on you. If we forever started out as strangers, I think my ever after just came true. So fluffy.
It's so cute. And it is like so a young fluffy love. And cute. Like, you say things like that when you're young love, you know? When you're old love, you're just like, I hope this works out for the best. Like, when you're young love, you're like, this is the best feeling forever. Yeah.
Oh, this is so cute.
I really like this song. It's, so
it's super catchy.
This one was also very surprising for me. This is something that is, like, very poppy and, like, just chewy, like bubblegum. I loved it. It's very sweet, but it was surprising for me.
This one did not surprise me, I will say. This felt very Jungkook to me in regards to, he is very pop. He's very pop.
Yeah.
And he can be very soft and squishy. So I was not too surprised by this one.
But in the whole context of this album, it that's where it surprised me the most. Because it felt like where it was going was, like, not going to be, like, a sweet bubblegummy love song, even though I do love it. It just, the whole beginning part of the album didn't lead up. Like, I wonder, I almost feel like this should have been, like, the first track on the song, on the album.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, it kind of ties into the next song pretty well, though, the Please Don't Change. That's true. These two do kind of.
Which is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Last thing I'll mention for Yes or No, though, is this one and Standing Next to You are the two songs that I wake up with in my head the most. Say yes or no, yes or no. I wake up with that all the time. All the time.
Yeah, Standing Next to You is one that's always in my head. That one or 3D. It's just because the phrases in it I say often. Like, okay, sorry, ready? And if you'll let me. You know, immediately, right after that, it'll, like, complete that sentence for me. But those two are always, like, stuck in my head. But then this next one that we're about to cover, this one's also kind of like a runner-up for third. Because this one gets stuck in my head really, really quickly, too.
This one, so this is Please Don't Change. And when I listened to this, it was giving me the Tropical remix. I think it was Dynamite. The Tropical remix that they did for Suwoozu.
Or Butter. Was it Butter? Oh, no. Oh, some of those things are like, I get them confused. We covered so much.
It melds together. But you know what I'm talking about. They did like the tropical, I think it was butter. Okay, Jude is doing some investigation. Here we go. Stand by. Stand by, everybody.
They did them both.
they did them both. Which I guess is why we got confused.
It makes sense why we're thinking of both of them.
It makes perfect sense.
Had a tropical remix.
Okay, well, I feel justified. So, thank you.
The attack of the tropical remixes.
But it was giving me that vibe. It's the same, like, really cool, dancey, just bump your shoulders, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I also saw in V's live, I think he mentioned this was his favorite song on the album as well.
Yeah, well, it has those, like, Congo, Congo drums, you know, bongo drum kind of.
Yeah.
You know, like, kind of beat.
Yeah.
Like, that makes you want to, like, do, like, a cha-cha or, like, a rumba, you know? And so, like,
dun, 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 dun,
but
dun,
I
dun.
Also, this is also one, like, I feel like this could be, like, spring break Cancun. Like, I love played you, with loudspeakers. Like,
yeah. You're in a pool. Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you're
exactly. Just cocktails. Holding, like, your fruity drink and just, oh, like, yeah. Dancing.
Beach ball. You're, up. Like, tossing it to each other.
Actually,
just
sorry,
roll.
No, not arms up. That's a millennial thing I learned.
Is it really?
It is. Apparently, when you're out dancing, if you put your arms in the air, that immediately identifies you as a millennial. Yeah.
What else are you supposed to do with your arms?
I know. I was like, all of the songs that were popular during our time told us to put them up. They said, put your hands in the air. Like,
what else am I supposed to do? Like,
they said so many times.
It's either drink in hand
and
or up
there.
In the air. Yeah, exactly.
So many things.
What else are we supposed to do? It's either arms up or a drink in my hand. Like, what other options are there?
What do you want? What do you want from me? I'm just trying to live my life and dance and have a good time.
Yeah. Thanks for letting me know.
Yeah, so you're
my inside scoop into the Gen Z cool world here. So I didn't even know. Next time I'm at a club, I guess I will keep
put
my arms down.
Your arms down and do the penguin dance.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my cheeks. Anyway.
Just keep your hands on your hips.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
This one would
yeah.
be good for it because you could do the roll, please.
Mine's
don't
gone,
change.
Traveler. This is such a good song.
It's so good. I love this song. And this one does get stuck in the head really fast. And it's like, it's also one of those like club hits. You could literally put this on repeat and nobody would even notice how long the song had been playing.
That's true. And I would actually be very down. Like, I would dance to this roll for like a full hour. That would be totally fine.
I would
fine.
Love that if some of these songs could get into
it's
a
good
club
vibes.
Rotation because I'm at the club so
yeah.
often.
I know, right?
You know me. I just be out yeah. at the club.
Yeah, the club with Usher.
I'm never at the club. I don't know why I'm complaining. Can you play this at the grocery store, please? Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you. Can I please be jamming on aisle three? Thank you very much.
For real,
please.
I would and be jamming you. In the chip aisle. I wouldn't even hesitate. Yeah. I would be dancing.
Lights on, camera.
Doing just that little thing it. Where you like do your knees out and in. Please don't
yeah.
change. Do like a little sidestep with a twisty hip.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Because
I love you. Yeah, I love you.
Oh, so good.
Please don't change. Yeah, I would never leave the store. So maybe
nope.
That's why they don't play it there.
Well, after this song, it takes a turn. We head into breakup songs. So, the first one is Hate You.
Hate You.
Which is a very sad song. This is a breakup song. It's sad. It's I'm not surprised by this song at all. It is a ballad.
Yeah.
This is a full-on ballad. Yeah. This is us watching Jungkook do a live and he's singing ballads because mm-hmm. you like
karaoke's
not for
us,
our
yeah.
entertainment, but because he loves singing a ballad. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like,
ballads
he's not here
fun,
to, like...
Man, I love it.
I know, but as, like, an audience member watching karaoke, we don't want to listen to ballads, but
no.
as the singer, all you want to sing is a ballad.
I will say, though, as a karaoke audience watcher, I will watch a ballad if you can pull it off. If you cannot do it, if you do not have the pipes for it, don't do it. Mm. But if you do have the pipes for it, I'll be happy to see you. The only time I'm upset is when someone butchers it.
If it's too long, though, I'm out. Sorry.
Yeah. If we're at public karaoke, you know I'm not singing any ballads. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to butcher those songs in front of audiences.
You and I in my parents' basement can definitely do some ballads. But that's what I'm saying, though.
I cannot do that. But I will hide in your parents' basement. But when we're out in public, I will do the rap songs all day long.
That's what I'm saying.
I know for a fact I kill those. You know?
That's right.
The other vocal things, I can kill it in your parents' basement. Because nobody's watching me. But if there's an audience, I might not kill it because I would get too nervous and like my voice would choke up. So that's why, you know, if you're gonna do a ballad, you better have already better well known that you could do that ballad, because the rest of the audience is gonna turn against you. But
that's what I'm saying in regards to Jungkook. Like, this song is absolutely us watching him on a live sing a ballad because he loves it.
It's a really beautiful
song. I'm not sad enough for this song, to be honest. So this one, I'm a little hit or miss if I listen to it
very often. You can't do it. I've been I was dramatic. I was a very angsty teen. I was very Dawson's Creek about things when I was a teenager. So I could totally.
I can be. But yeah, I'm just not.
If this had come out when I was a teen, I could see myself like with the headphones, like sitting in my walk-in closet.
Oh, absolutely. With my diary,
just, so I'm gonna hate you. I'm gonna hate you. Baby, hate you like the villain that you never were.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah,
yeah.
This is definitely I'm in my feels. You know, this is an emo song. Straight up.
Totally.
Emo swoop.
You really could. Let's if you go. Sang it in emo way, it would.
Yeah. Like, so these lyrics, are you kidding me?
I'm gonna hate you. I'm gonna hate you. Paid you like the villain that you never were. Like,
yeah. Yeah. The lyrics of this absolutely would translate to, like, it this would. Early aughts. Yeah, like, exactly. Emo alternative.
We need somebody to do an emo cover.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing. Perfect,
but we came close until I put all of our pain under the microscope.
That's making a comeback.
Can't fix
this genre. It's coming back. Let's go. Do a cover. Thank
emo
you.
Emo nights have been being served to me on Instagram, like, so much. So...
But yeah, it is a beautiful song.
If you took those lyrics and just put it in there, it would be very emo. But it is very beautiful. I do want to mention there was when he was doing the performances and the crowd was yelling out, hate you, like to get him to sing that song. The moment of confusion.
I forgot they were doing that.
Yeah.
Why are we, like, this is not the song for a fan chant, you guys.
No, come
on. Don't do that.
Like, he was like, hey, they're like, hey, you, hey, you,
I know.
Hey, you. And he just was like, what, what? And he's like, oh, wait, my song. I have a song if you want me to sing that song.
Not every song needs a fan chant, you guys. And normally, I'm here for them. This one, no. We do not need to be doing
that. We don't need one for this one. We'll let him sing it when he wants to.
Yeah, just enjoy. Enjoy his gorgeous voice just serenading us about his pain, okay? We don't need to be cute and, like, chanty. No. Not the song. Read the room. Read the room, Army.
Maybe add Army doesn't. Hey, you.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
You know, we can get him to sing the song.
Oh my gosh, my cheeks hurt. That was so funny.
Oh, that was too funny.
So then, the next song is Somebody. So this song is really cool. The vocals on it are very echoey, so there's a lot of production on this song, a lot of reverb, and it's really good. And I like the effect on it. I really do like the effect, because it sounds like it's echoing into nothing. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which I do feel like fits this song.
Chorus.
Yes, exactly.
And it's echoey, like an angel singing it in the distance. Yeah.
But it's like going out into the void, which I like that effect on this song when he's talking about, again, like it's a breakup song. So, yeah, I just really like this
because
one.
Because it's brutal. Hope you know that somebody ain't me. It's so good. It's so good. It is literally that Beyonce, you know? Like,
oh, yeah.
It's got that same.
Oh, irreplaceable.
Yeah.
To the left, to the left. I forgot. I haven't heard. I haven't even thought. That song was my jam. Talking about a karaoke song. Oh, my gosh.
When we were younger, before we got together, we worked at a call center together, and we would drive home together when we were in training, and that song was really popular, and it would come on the radio. And one time I was like, please don't change it. I really like this song. And he was just like, me too. And then he turned it up really loud, and we both just started singing it in the car.
That's the most adorable.
It was so cute. And he was like, to the left, to the left. Like,
doing the hand movement.
It was so cute. It's one of my favorite memories of him.
That is amazing. I love when our spouses do something really cute and goofy with us. Because they're both like kind of big dudes. You don't expect. Yeah, you don't expect it. So yeah, I'm so pleased. I love that.
Yeah. It's so good. But yeah, it's giving that message, you know, like, don't think that you're not, like, don't think that you're that somebody, like, because you're not, like.
Yeah. I like the verses as well. Again, I guess mostly verse one, where it kind of kicks off. Same back roads, switching lanes, switching lanes.
Switching lanes.
My mind is racing. I can drive myself insane. Winter is cold. A summer strange. Don't turn around and act like you don't feel the same. It's very, again, just even looking at the lyrics on paper, it looks like a poem. It's so cool. This song is so good.
Yeah.
There's not much to the song, though. I will say, there's only two verses. Verse two is pretty short. And then there's like a pre-chorus and a chorus. So there's not like a ton.
That's like my favorite part where he's like.
Yes. It's so good. It is so good. I love this song. Switching lanes. My mind is racing. I can drive myself insane.
So good.
So the last song.
Yeah.
Too Sad to Dance.
That's not the last song.
Obsessed. Oh, I'm sorry. The last song is Shot Glass. I forgot.
Of Tears.
Yeah, okay.
But this song is Too Sad to Dance. And
yeah, I love this
for
one.
For a song that's too sad about being dancing, it's very dancey.
I know. Too Sad to Dance. This one's a really good one. This one is a lot of, like, not spoken word exactly, but it is very, like, the singing style he's doing here is more talking at us. Do you know what I mean? I don't know.
It feels more Ed Sheeran-y. It feels like an Ed Sheeran style of singing. Yeah. Because he's like, da 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 da, like very melodic in his singing. And it's like a talk singing, but singing not too much.
This is a song that has the Christmas lyric. This is it. Yes. We found it.
Yeah, and this Christmas I got no gifts to it. All this. Yeah.
Yes, verse two, this is the song. So this song got stuck in my head all season for no reason. Yep, and this Christmas, I got no gifts. Do I really deserve all this? So I head down straight to the liquor store.
I love that this is so, like, this is one thing that I do love about K-pop songs is that their lyrics will be so sad and the melody will be so upbeat. Like, it's so happy sounding. Yeah.
This one's a very bouncy song.
Lyrics are so sad. Yeah.
It is, yeah.
It's like RM's lonely, you know? Like, everyone wants to dance to it so much, but it's like, I'm lonely. Somebody call me. This one's like, I'm way too sad to dance.
Yeah. But yeah, the verses are very like, like,
yeah.
Kind of like, it's just all very bouncy.
There's even whistling. There's even like a outro where he whistles.
That is true. Yep.
Oh, so Paul Simon.
It's cute.
It is cute.
Yeah. You ain't coming back, and I should have known. And that's why I'm too sad to dance.
I know. And then it gets really sad because then the last song is Shot Glass of Tears.
So Shot Glass of Tears, that phrase on its own for me is a little cheesy sounding.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, really dramatic.
Like, yeah. Very melodramatic, but it works so well in the song. I was kind of shocked. I was like, shock glass full of tears? Like, okay, this is a lot. But it works. It works great. It's super catchy. But the first time I heard it, I was like, okay, I stand corrected.
Drink cheers. I know.
This song, I will belt this song out of all of them. This chorus, I will stand in my office and just sing this as loud as I can. I am belting this in my office all the time. I'm like typing an email and I'm just like, drink, 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 say cheers. I don't know what it is about this chorus, but it makes me want to just yell it as loud as I can.
It's so good. It's a good one. Am I ever gonna
feel again? I love the lyric. I got all these diamonds running down my face, and I ain't letting any of them go to waste. It's such a wild thing to say, but I love it so much.
Yeah, I do too.
I love it. I love this song so much. It is the most fun to sing, in my opinion, to like sing along with.
I can just see you jamming out.
I really do. Oh, it's so funny. I really do like this song though.
Me too. I do too.
And this one, I think, out of most of the songs, this one tells a story to me. Like this has the lyrics tell me a story more than any other song on here. So like verse one, she's the life of the party, 42 in her body. She's got some dangerous hobbies like chasing after the sun and making me fall in love. I'm sick to my stomach. So I don't know, like I'm really getting the story. It's a hard pill to swallow, this emotion I bottle. Need something strong for the sorrow, something strong for the pain. Stuck in a permanent season. It is a country song. Mm-hmm. It is a country song.
She's the life of the party. 42 in her body.
Which song has him talking about his dad? I think it was the last one, and we didn't even mention it. So hold on. I'm going back.
Oh, yeah, I'm going back.
So in Too Sad to Dance, he talks about having a conversation with his dad. And I loved this, actually, because, hold on, where is it? Oh, yeah, so I called up my pops last night. He said, by the morning light, you won't need no romance. He told me, walk that walk alone and talk that talk because you don't need no one to dance. We hear this a lot in female artist songs, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Of like, I don't need a man. I can be independent. I can do my own thing. You don't hear a lot of males talking about this. And I actually really liked this a lot. I forgot to mention it as we were talking about Too Sad to Dance. So sorry I backtracked and that may have been confusing. But I forgot. Something about Shot Glass of Tears triggered that. So I wanted to mention it real quick before I forgot.
It was a country music link.
Yeah, I think so. I was like, talking to my pops.
I talked to my pops and he said to me.
Exactly.
That literally does sound like this could be like a country music. So this sounds like a Reba McEntire song.
I love Reba McEntire.
She's got dangerous hobbies like chasing the sun.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, but yeah, this is the last song. I'm calling it the last song because, again, 7 clean version doesn't exist for me.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ain't nobody got time. Yeah. So the last thing, too, though, that I do want to mention, just in regards to the track, there are voice memos. There's voice memos on here. And there's enough to spell out ARMY, which I thought was really cool. So I'm not going to read them off because they're actually... I mean, should I read them off? They're kind of lengthy. Yeah, I'll read them off. If y'all don't want to listen to this, you guys can skip ahead. So basically, voice memo A. Hey ARMY, this is Jungkook of BTS. My first solo album, Golden, is finally out. I'm so happy to share my songs with you, ARMY. Golden includes 11 tracks, including 7 and 3D, that received so much love and support from all of you. Golden includes many different genres. As a solo artist, I wanted to show my take on various genres and how I interpret each song in my own color. You might find that some tracks are easy listening and some tracks are more emotional. When recording, I try to convey the emotions and stories of each track. Golden reflects on my golden moments as a solo artist. As this is my first official solo album, I wanted it to capture everything that I have to show. The album is a record of my growth and the path I took since my solo debut. I'm very proud of Golden and I hope you guys also love it. Then I'll see you soon from Jungkook. Whew. So that's A. You want to read R? you read R. I'm not breathing as I'm reading. Yeah,
pull it up. Okay. And then R says, "Hey Army, this is Jungkook of BTS. My first solo album, Golden, is finally out." Am I reading the right one? Oh, yeah.
Yep.
"I'm so happy to share my songs with you, Army." "Golden includes 11 tracks, including 7 and 3D, that receive so much love and support from all of you. While you listen to this album, I hope you follow the flow of emotions from the beginning to end. The overall theme of Golden is about the changing emotions one can go through in their relationships. In terms of sound, the first half of Golden is upbeat, while the second half is slower and more emotional. Golden reflects the golden moments of my career as a solo artist. I'm so proud of this album, and I'm sure that ARMY will love it. Then I'll see you soon. Thank you, Jungkook."
Nice.
Nice.
Nice. Then the last one that I found translated, I couldn't find Y anywhere, so... sorry, you guys. But the last one I found translated is voice memo.
Do you want me to do it so you don't lose your breath?
No, I got it. I'm ready. Okay, did a bunch of breathing exercises while you're ready. Okay, here we go. All right. "Hey, Army. This is Jungkook of BTS. My solo album, Golden, is finally out. I'm so happy to share my songs with you, Army. First album, Golden, includes the tracks." It kind of is the same thing. "During the time I prepared for this album, I really wanted to try out different genres and explore diverse lyrics. So listen carefully to the tracks and how I interpret the genres. This album is not just about, as many people refer to me as, a golden maknae, but also my golden moments as a solo artist. Making this album was a truly enjoyable experience. I'm so excited to finally share this album, and I think you guys will love it too. This album could not have been released if it had not been for ARMY's love and support. Thank you for being part of my golden moment. Then I'll see you soon. Thank you, Jungkook."
Ah, cute.
So cute.
Adorable.
Adorable. Well, I think officially we'll have to cover the music videos in a second episode.
Because we are over an hour. So we will see you back for part 2.
Yep. Thank you guys for joining us as usual. It feels good. Feels real good to be in here. Talk about Golden finally, like 2 months later. But yeah, stay tuned. We'll come to you guys with music videos.
Happy New Year, everyone. And as always,
Bora hey.